Tonight's lesson is a little bit unusual. It is the last of the series that we've had on clouds. And it also is somewhat of a continuation of the thought that we had in the morning lesson as we dealt with saved by hope. First, I want to share with you some words from songs. And by the way, the songs that you chose tonight, John, especially that last one, fits into the pattern of what we're singing tonight. There's a song that's not in our book. There's a rainbow in the cloud. We read this song back earlier when we had a lesson by that topic. The last verse says, when the storms all passed, comes a brighter day. That's basically the idea that's in the lesson tonight. When the storms are past, comes a brighter day. There's also a song that is entitled, When the Clouds Roll By. It's not in our book. It is, I think, in the book that is used in chapel at Fried Hardeman. But I copied the words of that song this week, and I want to read them to you. Sorrow oft bows us low, causing despair and woe. Often the dark storm clouds cover the sky. Nobody gives us cheer, seldom a kind word here. If we look up to Christ, clouds will roll by. Brighter will be the sky after the clouds roll by. After the storm rain, clearer we'll see. Through all the shadows drear, let us rebuke our fear. Go to the Lord in faith, troubles will flee. After the storm has gone, we shall behold the dawn, waiting for us if we faithful will be. Let us true service give, look to the Lord and live. Clouds will roll by, and light clearly we'll see. That's a beautiful song, and it has in it the ideas that I'm trying to suggest tonight. Turn in your books to 665. 665 in the song books. How many of you know this song, Till the Storm Passes By? None of you know it? I was going to try to lead it, but I'm a little bit reluctant if nobody knows it. Let me see if we can sing a verse of it. And you look closely to that and join in. In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Follow me as I read the other two verses. Many times Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the skies. when the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in the land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. We need to learn that song, you song leaders. That's got one of the best messages in it that I've ever heard. I went back and I had this in the bulletin this morning. I think we started this series of lessons on clouds the last Sunday in June, which means we've been in it about 5 months. And when you take the times that Isaac has preached and things like that, that's about right. But here are the subjects that we've covered. And I want to read these because I want you to see that we can take a series that emphasizes one word and we can cover a multitude of subjects. And that's what we tried to do in this. We've studied about leadership, protection, confusion, the divinity of Christ, suspicion, and in that one we talked especially about rumors and gossip, the faithfulness of God's promises, false promises, examples of faith, happiness, false happiness, heaven, the future, things which don't change, goodness, Christ's return, and tonight we're really emphasizing that there is something ahead that is better. When the clouds roll by. We've been under the clouds today all day. We've had some rain most of the day. When I left Henderson tonight, coming up here, it was just barely sprinkling, and by the time I got to Pinson, I was in one of the heaviest rains I've been in a long time. Then by the time I got to Walmart, it had gone down to just a sprinkle. By the time I got over here, it was raining rather hard again. But we have witnessed clouds over us all day today. I predict that sometime by tomorrow afternoon, we'll see the sun. If not by tomorrow afternoon, at least by Tuesday morning. The clouds will pass by. I don't know that we've had as much of a thunderstorm today, maybe a few in some places, as we do sometimes. But all of us have witnessed a thunderstorm. We've been in some that were rather serious. When I look to the southwest from where I live and see the sky completely dark and very black, I can usually predict that within a little while there will be a thunderstorm. Sometimes that thunderstorm is rather boisterous. We had one come through a few years ago that blew the top out of a tree that had 171 rings in it. We had to cut it down. I remember another thunderstorm that came by, and there was a tree at the bottom of the parking lot there by Paul Gray Hall on campus. And it was blown up the hill and literally damaged or ruined about 15 to 20 different cars. Just happened in one thunderstorm. I was not in Henderson in 1952, but they tell me about the storm that came through then. 26 people, if I remember right, were killed. Tornado literally came up Crook and North Streets there in Henderson in 1952. We have had some terrible thunderstorms. I have been in some of them. But I've always noticed that shortly after that cloud passes and that thunderstorm is over, that usually we have one of the most beautiful times that I've ever seen. I witnessed this just a few weeks ago. We had a rather hard thunderstorm come through Henderson. And yet, it seems to me that within 15 minutes, the sun was shining. There was not a cloud in the sky. It was that pure blue, that beautiful blue, sky blue. I went out and sat on the front porch for a little while and just looked at what was around me and thought what it was like 15, 20, 30 minutes ago. Folks, I believe that's the way life is. And we can enjoy life more if we will learn that the clouds will roll by and that there are promises on the other side. In Psalm 107 and verse 29, he maketh the storm a calm. Everything is a storm one minute, and just a short time later, there's that calm. And I'm told by those who study the air that the air that we breathe is the freshest and the purest right after a thunderstorm. I'm also told that if it were not for thunderstorms and these fronts that move as we see them on weather forecast, that we would not have the balance in the atmosphere that we need in order to survive. The amount of nitrogen, the amount of oxygen. By the storms coming and going, they keep the air stirred up so that we have the amount of oxygen that we need to breathe anywhere on the earth. If it were not for them, we probably would become stagnant and we would not have the oxygen that we need. Jesus was with them in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, as recorded in Mark 4, and a thunderstorm came up very quickly. I'm not for sure that there are many places on the earth that a thunderstorm can come up more quickly than on the Sea of Galilee. I had an opportunity to ride on in a boat on that sea back some time ago, and luckily there was not a thunderstorm that day. But on this occasion, there was a thunderstorm, and they thought the boat was going to sink. And they asked Jesus to do something about it. And he simply said, as recorded in the Bible, "Peace, be still." And the next statement is, "And there was a calm." Peace, be still, and there was a calm. One of the illustrations in the Bible that helps to put this point across is one that you ladies understand more than I do. In John 16, there is the description of the travail that is involved in the birth of a child and the pain that is associated with it. And then he goes ahead to say, but after the child is born, that which has happened is basically forgotten. The difficulty, the pain that was involved is forgotten because of the beauty of that child and the wonderful things associated with it. Job said in Job 14:1, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." If anyone had a right to say that, Job did. In the 5th chapter and verse 7 of Job, he says, "Yet man is born unto trouble." In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 12, "If we suffer, we shall reign with him." 1 Peter 4:16 talks about suffering as a Christian. 16 talks about judgment beginning at us, but then points out that the one who has the real problem is the one who doesn't believe in God or who doesn't believe in the gospel. If we believe in God, even in those most difficult moments, we can believe that the clouds will roll by. One of my favorite psalms is one that you may not have studied that much. It's number 73. It is a psalm that was written by Asaph. And in the first 16 verses of that psalm, he bemoans his condition as he thinks about all of the good things that worldly people have. And he basically says, while I'm trying to serve God, look at what all of these evil people have. And I think it's twice in those verses that he says, "My feet almost slipped." And when I read that, I think of being back on the farm and on the creek bank, and where the water would make the bank very slick, and you would literally go 1 foot forward and 2 feet back as you were trying to climb that. He said, "My feet were in slippery places." But then you go to verse 18. Now notice I said the first 16 verses, and I'm skipping 17. You go to verse 18 and read the rest of the chapter. And he says, I have come to realize that I'm the one that's blessed, and they are not the ones that are going to be blessed. And he talks about what he's going to receive from God if he's faithful to him. And the verse that changes one kind of approach to another kind is verse 17. And that verse says, till I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Up until that verse, he was looking at everything on this earth from his viewpoint, from his own viewpoint. But he said, when I changed and I began to look at things from God's viewpoint, there was a different scene, and everything seemed in a different way. I think that's what's involved in the lesson that we're talking about tonight. I doubt that there's anybody here or any family here that has not experienced some difficulties in sickness. I'm rather sure that all of us have faced the times of death when we've lost those that we love so much. Maybe we've faced some financial difficulties, especially in the last few years as things have been difficult relative to our economy. We may have faced problems at school, at work, in the home, and many churches of even of the Lord have experienced a lot of problems. And sometimes there are situations where people will go and wonder how people who claim to be Christians could act like they do. We have all of these things that are difficult. As I sit down and turn on the news, I usually watch Fox News to get the conservative approach, CNN to get the less conservative approach, and MSNBC to get the ridiculous approach. And by watching all of those, and now that's my opinion, you may not agree with me, but by listening to all of those, I get a pretty good view of what's happening in the world. Folks, we've got a lot of problems. You just start thinking about what's happening in the different sections of the world and what's happening in our country, what's happening with crime, what's happening with immorality. Almost every time that we're in a worship service, if we pray for our country, something will be said to the effect that, Lord, help us to get back to where we were years ago, to get back to things that are based upon thy word. And by the way, our Constitution was basically based upon the principles of the Bible. You take out of our Constitution the principles that are in God's word, you won't have anything left that matters. And those who were our forefathers, it's hard for me to appreciate what they went through and to appreciate the sound judgment that they had to bring about the governing principles of a democracy that we have enjoyed so far. And we have a lot of things that are attacking that today. I'm concerned about what's happening in our country, but I'm still glad to be an American. I'm concerned about what's happening in the church, but I'm still thankful that I can be a Christian. And I try to think, when I look at all of the immorality that's happening in this nation, back to the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, God would have spared that city, Sodom particularly, for 10 righteous souls. I believe we've got a lot of good people left. I believe even many people who are not members of the New Testament church are good moral people in many ways. In fact, I'm of the opinion if we could ever rally the good moral majority in this country that we could control a lot of things that are not being controlled. But be that as it may, I say all of that to say, sometimes it would be easy to be discouraged. Sometimes it would be easy to say, so what? Even from a preacher's standpoint, there have been times in my life when I sat back and wondered, is it worth doing what I'm doing to face some of these things that we're facing? And yet, I need to be reminded, as do you, that the clouds will roll by. And there will be the calm. I don't know how it's going to happen, because God's ways are higher than my ways and his thoughts higher than my thoughts, Isaiah 55. I'm just as sure as I'm standing here that God has all things within his power and everything within his control. He just hasn't revealed to us exactly how that's going to play out, but we need to believe that it is. We need to believe that there's going to come a time when the clouds will roll by. There are three things about a thunderstorm that I cannot tell you as it approaches or when we're in the middle of it. I don't know how long it will last. I remember some very, very bad storms that didn't last over 5 minutes. Sometimes if you look at the radar, you'll see a line of storms going from north to south, and yet on the radar it looks like it's very narrow. That means that it may be bad, but it's not going to be bad for long because it's going to pass soon. I've known some other thunderstorms that seemed like it just stopped and set over my house and didn't move. And that's usually what happens when we get those big amounts of rain. We'll talk about a cloudburst. Really what happens is that front quits moving and it just sits in that particular place. I have no idea how long a thunderstorm is going to last. I do not know how bad it's going to be. There have been some times when the forecast was that it would not be bad and it turned out to be rather difficult. There's been some times when it was forecast even to go to your basement and nothing happened. I don't know how bad the thunderstorm is going to be, and I cannot predict what the details of it will be. What the details will be as far as dangers concerned are the effects of it. It may not move a shingle, it may move the entire roof. I cannot predict, and you can't either, how long it will be, how bad it will be, are the details of it. But there's one thing I can predict about a thunderstorm. It will pass. It will pass. Because God's nature goes according to principles, and that's a principle of His nature. That front that brings that bad storm in will also keep it moving. And I can predict that when it passes will be one of the times of the calm and the most beautiful time that you have ever seen. Now, we need to realize that that will happen with us in our spiritual lives. There are things in my family right now that are not the way I would like them to be. There are friends and family members of mine that are not in a condition in their relationship with God. If I understand the truth, if something were to happen to them tonight, they have no hope. And yet I believe that it is possible for all of these things to work out. In the same way that I have experienced the thunderstorms and see that there's going to be a calm on the other side, I have been associated with people in many, many different situations in life and circumstances that are just about as bad as it seems as they can get, and yet seen things work out. There's a little statement that's been said to me many times, and I've said it to many others. Perhaps you have too. Four words: this too will pass. This too will pass. You know, I have an easier time believing that when it's a problem you're dealing with, when it's a problem I'm dealing with. If I could convince myself of some of the things that I've spent my lifetime trying to convince others, I'd have an easier go of it. But I am convinced, though sometimes I have a hard time really accepting it, I am convinced that this too will pass. Can you think of a child that you thought was one of the meanest persons that had ever lived? Maybe you even thought that God had brought demons back. And then a few years later, that same child makes a gospel preacher or is successful in some other line of work, at least makes an honest, decent citizen with integrity. And you look back and say, well, I never thought that would happen to him. I don't see how this person turned out to be like this. Just remember, this too will pass. I have experienced times in my life, and perhaps you have too, when I did not know where the next dollar was going to be. when I was in the earlier years of our marriage, there were times that I didn't have enough money to go buy food. But every time that that happened, something would change that I would have what I needed. As I tried to look forward, I couldn't see the need being met, but as I look back today in 2020 hindsight, I can see that those needs were met in due season when the clouds roll by. John Greenleaf Whittier, in the work Eternal Goodness, said, "I know not where these islands lift their fronded palms in air. I only know I cannot drift beyond his love and care." You remember a quote, and I can't give it to you word for word, that Tom Holland made this last week in the meeting, that when all the problems are there and everything seems to be bad and winning, God is in the shadows keeping watch over his own. And folks, that statement right there and that belief can sustain us in difficult times. God is in his shadow keeping watch over his own. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Do we believe that? 1 Corinthians 10:13, God will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation provide a way of escape. Do we believe that? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5, Christ giving the promise. Do we believe that? The same Bible that teaches faith, repentance, confession, and baptism for the remission of sins to become a Christian teaches every one of these things that I've just said. I'm not going to tell you that I've arrived 100% at really believing that as I should. I'm still working on it, and perhaps you are too. But we need to realize that God has promised that though the storms come, he didn't promise that there wouldn't be any storms. Remember that song, "He Didn't Promise Me a Rose Garden"? And even with the roses, he promises the thorns. But he has promised that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, and he will provide a way of escape. We may have to hunt for it and find it, but he will provide a way of escape for those who trust in him. We emphasized this morning that the lesson on hope was to help us to build our own personal assurance of salvation, and the lesson tonight is a continuation of that in that sense. We've talked about all of the clouds that can bring problems in all of these lessons. Many of them were about negative things. And we close with the lesson, when the clouds roll by, there's going to be the calm. When everything is over and everything is said and done, if we will just trust in God and follow him, the clouds will roll by and there will be the calm. But he's never promised that calm. If you're out of Christ, if you need to be baptized into Christ or come asking for forgiveness, come as together we stand and sing.
Have thine own way.